Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We have a little healthy versus non-healthy dialogue. But my favorite part of this show is the guests we have on who share their, I don't know, experience, wisdom. Again, all things healthcare, business, life, and community. Today is no different. I'm fired up. Blake McCoy, I'm saying that correct, right?
You are, yes.
So again, personal trainer, I'm going to say entrepreneur for sure, inventor, we're going to talk about that, but most importantly, husband and father, is that fair?
Exactly.
Blake McCoy, welcome to What the Health Just Happened. We like clapping.
Thank you, guys.
You ready to party?
Yes, sir.
Fist bumps here.
Look forward to it.
So we met, I'll share the story, then I want to hear the background. We talked about this, the prep call.
Sure.
You were training my wife and two other wives, who you know well.
Yep.
Showing up at 5:30 in the morning or 5:45?
5:45. Yep.
Okay. Again, personal training, share the story, how you got there, because I love this story.
Man, so I'm trying to think. So it's been about 12 years now. So I started my business 12 years ago. There wasn't really like mobile personal training in Jacksonville. And I was managing multiple gyms, training companies, working crazy hours, and it didn't really work out for me because, like, for an example, when like people would come in to like work with the manager, they want you to like sell like certain amount of personal training. But what happens after that initial workout is they like push you like towards like, I couldn't train the person that would come in. They would want to like push you off to like the other trainers. And then so many people were like, I want to work out with you. So that was like a big transition in my head where I'm like, man, I'm like, so many people want to work out with me. I've been in these gyms, you know, nonstop, back to back to back. And it kind of like rewind it, like my whole life, kind of like growing up, I wasn't really like into fitness. I had asthma. I didn't have exercise induced asthma. And I just didn't really feel good. And like one day it kind of like kicked in around like end of eighth grade. My dad got me a weight set and I was like, I'm sick of this. I was like, I don't feel good. I want to feel better. I want to change my body. And I started like researching like workout videos, anatomy. Like I was reading all this stuff. In eighth grade. Like I was watching workout videos. And then like
on YouTube or what was it, eighth
YouTube,
grade?
YouTube. Like I'm pretty sure there was a lot of YouTube, but I started going to the gym and I would like just pick brains of like all the guys in there were in great shape. I'm like, hey, what are some of the best exercises? So I like fell in love with it, man. I loved it. I was always in the gym and I changed my body like insanely in a short amount of time. And so I feel like that's a big part of it. Like once you start to see the changes, that's when people get addicted to it. So like fast forward, and to go back to it, like I love cars. Cars are like one of my favorite things. And I was working in the car business. And then my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, we've been together since we were 17.
That's crazy.
One of the best. Aaron, I love you.
Hey, we love shout outs.
Yes. Man, she told me, she was like, you're really good at personal training and working out. She's like, I think you should pursue that. And I was like, you know, I was like, I'm going to do it. So I took a cert and then I started like in this gym downtown. And like, man, I just started working with so many different type of people. And I transitioned to like so many different gyms. So fast forward, then I was like, man, every time I work with someone, they want to work with me, but I had to pass them off to the trainers.
Is that revenue based? Like the gym's like, hey, you got them in the door.
You have to get them in. You like sell certain training packages and then you pass them to the trainer staff. So there'd be like 8 to 12 trainers. So I would pass them on and they would be like, I want to work with you. And I felt so bad because I would help so many of them. And then, man, after so many gyms, there was one day where I was like, man, I was like, what am I going to do? Because I was working 8 to 8, crazy hours, barely making any money.
5 days a week?
6 days a week.
6 days a week.
And some days I would come in on Sunday and barely making any money at all. And then one day I noticed cars. So this like sweet car pulled up in the parking lot.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Porsche Panamera.
Oh, yeah.
Loved them. Love cars. So I saw the guy come in and I was like, man, I was like, you know, I could talk to him about personal training because they were hounding me like, you got to sell training. And like, it just wasn't me. Like, I just wanted to help people. And then he was doing an exercise wrong in the gym. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, man, here's my card. I was like, I just want to help you. I was like, your foot's in the wrong place. I was like, if you change your feet here, you'll probably feel the muscle. And he was like, thanks so much. I gave him my card. And then
how old was that guy?
Ooh, I think he was in his upper 30s. Yeah.
So actually, young. No, mid-30s.
I'm like 41,
yeah,
bro.
Mid-30s. Okay. No, young, mid-30s.
I'm saying like, but at that time, so that's 12 years ago, you're younger.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So, and then one day, man, like we were talking every day, just say, hey, what's up? One day he's kind of like, what do you want to do? I was like, man, no one really did mobile personal training here, like to where I would go to someone's house or someone's business. And he's like, all right, I have some goals. He's like, can you get me in the shape that I want to be in? I was like, yeah. I said, it just takes dedication and consistency. So he's like, all right, if you can meet me here every day, I'll give you like a certain amount, like $100 every pound I make. You make me lose. And I was like, that's an insane amount of money for me. You know, he's like, I think I want to lose like 20, 25 pounds. I was like, all right. And every day he goes, but I want you to show up at 5 a.m. And I was like, all right. And at that time, I'm waking up at 7:30 in the morning. So he's like, man, meet me here at 5. So I'm waking up at 4:15, 4:30, and I'm at the gym. And then I had 4 hours. Well, after we worked out for about an hour, so I had 2 hours before work. So him and I would hang out. And him and I got so close. And then one day this older gentleman came in the gym. I would always help people for free all the time just because I liked it. And I could tell he didn't know really what to do.
Older, hold on. How much older?
He was about 80.
Oh, dang. Oh, okay.
He was an 80-year-old gentleman. And he came in and I'd help him every day. And he was the coolest guy. And one day he brought me a bottle of wine. And he said, thank you so much for just helping me. So if I could rewind the story, he went home and told his son, who the guy I was helping train right at that time at 5 a.m., he's like, this gentleman at the gym helps me every single day. And he's like, who? And he's like, it's Blake. He's like, Blake? He's like, the guy that works in the training that helps me. He's like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. He's like, he's been helping you for free?
So the same guy.
The same exact guy.
You got young guy. I love that. Late 30s
so
is young.
Shout out to Rue.
We love shout outs.
Rue and his dad, Ramesh. And so Rue one day, he was like, look, man, I hit my goal. He's like, thank you so much. He's like, follow me out to my car. And I was like, okay. So I walked out to his car and he's like, dude, I want you to go in there and quit. And I was like, what? And he's like, I think you'll be great at mobile personal training. I'll refer you some of the top doctors, physicians, business owners. And man, I just did it. I walked in there and put my 2 weeks in. And when I walked out, I had some of the doctors texting me already that were his friends.
Let me pause that and go back to it. Yeah. So these two over here, if someone walks to you and says, yo, I want you to walk inside and quit your job. You got to believe in that person saying it to you and you got to take that leap.
You do. It was like a gut feeling for me to do it. I trusted him. And man, it was the best decision I ever made because right then and there, he's like, dude, you're going to be great. And then that one client led to multiple because there was like a huge group.
They were physicians.
They were physicians, business owners, CEOs. And man, that's how it all started. And that was 12 years ago when I started my personal training business. And that guy, literally one of the best guys I know, he was actually the best man at my wedding.
That's Rue?
Rue.
That's cool. Dr. Rue, or what are we calling?
Rue Choksi.
Dr. Rue Choksi.
Yeah.
How do I say it?
Rue Choksi.
Choksi. Dr. Rue Choksi. I love
one of the best
stories,
guys.
Man.
So it's
and
so
he's the
cool.
best man at your wedding?
Best man at my wedding.
That's a crazy story.
But it's crazy that it was his dad also. Like, I helped him and he's like,
You had no idea.
I had no idea.
It's meant to be.
And he said his dad doesn't ever give gifts to anybody. He's like, I want to give a bottle of wine to this gentleman at the
gym. Do you drink wine?
I do. I love wine.
Okay.
I love wine.
Why?
I do.
Like, what am I going to do with this?
I don't know. But yeah, man, it's a crazy story. And then, you know, like, I've met so many people and then training, like, I was waking up, 4 a.m. every single day. And then fast forward years, I was just talking to you about it. Actually, another doctor was like, hey, man, you know, I hear like you train everybody. He's like, I want to work with you. And I was like, well, I can't fit you in at like 5 or 6 a.m. I'm like, I'm booked. And he's like, well, would you do 4? And I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And man, I was crazy because this is right when like my wife got pregnant. So this was, my daughter will be 6 in October. Mila, love you too.
Yeah.
And man, so it was early mornings. I was up at 3:15 and I was working until about 8:30 at night from clients all day. So it's a crazy schedule, but I love it, man. You know, like seeing the results of people, like getting the text messages from like everyone that I work with and like seeing how they've changed, they feel better. Like that's one of the biggest things that I've seen and I love doing.
The paycheck's nice, but the feedback from people is also nice.
It's so big. Like to see like that I help somebody, like literally like all I do is help people all day. And like, and a lot of people like kind of like mention that to me. They're like, do you realize like literally you help so many people all day? Like when people are in a bad mood or whatever, like, and I show up to their house, like, I can tell if someone's stressed, mad, upset, like, in a good mood. And I've seen so many people, like, change in that 30 or 45 minutes of time, like, when I leave. So it's, like, so awesome to see that, too. Their day gets better from me coming there, and, like, they talk to me. And but it's crazy, man, what a workout does to your body and how you feel the rest of your day.
So clientele, right? Just like, to me, I'm like, how do we drive more people that reach out to this guy?
Yeah,
trust me.
Sounds like he's pretty busy, dude. Stories.
Well, I mean, again, you can always find 30 more minutes.
He can wake up at 2:30 a.m.
Oh my God, I couldn't do it.
Kidding.
My wife.
But, well, there's one thing, like, I want to ask about this. Like, how long is a client? Because eventually, do they buy a home gym? We'll get to that in a second. But your clientele, I mean, you're talking about executives, very successful people, physicians are like, my window is small, right? Yeah. Professional athletes. You're not training me again.
Like, no, wah, man, it's
wah,
all good.
I'm kidding. But how do people find you? Who's a good client?
Man, so.
Who excites you? You're like, I can't wait to go see this person. Don't you dare say the wives, by the way. I love you, Steph.
his wife's awesome all the way. By the way, we've been working out and crushing it. So she's been killing it.
Yeah.
All the moms, Tori, Katie, all of them, they've been hitting it hard.
The team Bird Dogs. That's what they call themselves.
Team Bird Dog. I love their messages. Man, I would say, like, I mean, I've been fortunate, lucky enough to have, like, a great clientele of, like, CEOs, professional athletes. I have some elderly clients who are, like, 80 and 82. I've trained kids. I mean, man, it's really all word of mouth. Because when people, the number one thing people talk about is time. So, like, when people hear that, like, I can come to the house and bring all the equipment, it can shave off 3 hours. Because really, like, say some people are driving to a gym, it's 45 minutes, you work out 45 minutes, you got a shower, change, get to your meeting or whatever. So that's a huge thing for a lot of people that said that to me. They're like, I love this because literally I have so much more time in my day. Like, I have attorneys that I train. They're like, this just helped me out tremendously for clients, you know, because my time is money.
Time is money.
So, like, and also accountability. Like, when I show up, they know I'm there. They're like, Blake does not miss. Like, so no matter what, that's also another huge factor of, like, keeping them accountable.
Time and accountability are two big ones.
It's huge for mobile.
Trey's ready. He's ready to chime in.
I love it.
What kind of calendar do you use to keep all this in, like?
You know, it's crazy. Everybody laughs at me. I use my notepad in my iPhone. That's how I do it.
We got to get you like an old school computer.
If it works, don't fix it.
But because, like, for an example, like, I sometimes, the average day is for me is about 12 to 14 people a day, which is a lot. So Monday
That's
through Friday,
insane.
And then Saturdays, it's anywhere between 8 to 12. So what I do is I make my schedules on the weekend because some people are, like, set and some people aren't. But, like, I can't, like, leave an open calendar to let people book because of drive time. Like, I have clients in Ortega, you know, like, say if someone wants to book, like, people have mentioned, like, hey, man, you need to get this thing and let people just book times. I'm like, I can't because the drive
logistically,
time.
Logistically.
Yeah, so I have to do it. So I'm mapped in my head. Like, literally, man, I still have people that I've trained, I think, 10 years ago. Some people have moved, but, like, I still have clients that I've worked out with, like, that long. And then it's just all referrals. And a lot of people will come over, they'll see us outside. Like, we'll be boxing outside, doing bands, doing whatever. Like, this is cool. Like, he's coming to your house. So that's how I've met a lot of clients.
And all this came from eighth grade. Was your dad, like, a fitness guru?
So, man, my dad was a big athlete. My dad is 6'7", 280. He's a huge guy.
Big boy.
He played football, baseball, basketball, just like a natural athlete. So, like, I kind of, like, picked up all the sports from him. He wasn't, like, a workout guy, but he was all sports.
Yep.
Football, baseball, basketball, every day. He still, to the day, can make 45 out of 50 free throws. Like, he's just good.
Justin, if you're shooting 50 free throws, how many are you making?
I actually feel pretty confident. I play
45?
Basketball.
I love it.
No,
are a hooper. He's a hooper.
Let me say 38.
Oh, that's awesome, though. I mean, hey.
So, Nick, we're doing a live episode free throw contest, by the way.
Oh, man, I would love that. That's so cool. But yeah, man, it just kind of kicked into me eighth grade. And when I started to see my body change and how I felt better, that was the biggest thing. You know, I think that same thing with clients. When you start to feel better, and at first I always tell people, like, first you feel it, then you hear it, then you see it. Like, you know, you're going to see, we look in the mirrors all day, every day. So, you know, we don't notice change as much as people who don't see us often. Those are the ones who usually, like, man, I can tell you're getting leaner. You've lost weight. Like, you look good. So, like, man, I would just say, like, the biggest part also is consistency. You know,
you said that. I started this. First you feel it, right? If you consistently do it, that's the biggest thing. Then you hear it. So people who don't see you often, you may not see it in the mirror, but people are like, man, are you working out?
Exactly.
You're like, that's reinforcing. And then you start to see it.
Exactly.
Which may be the hardest part for some people to start this fitness journey is like, oh my gosh, I've worked out for 3 months and on the scale, it's the same thing. Exactly. You're an anatomy guy too. So explain, you may be working out for 2-3 months and your weight doesn't change. Why?
So I tell people right now, you're building muscle. And a lot of people think muscle and fat, you know, one weighs more. They weigh the exact same. Fat just takes up more space. So you have to build lean muscle to burn body fat. No matter what, and I'll never say like no type of exercise. Like working out is one of the best things you can do for your body, even if it's just walking or doing something. But if you want to change your body fully, you have to build muscle to burn body fat and eat correctly. But also, like, kind of going back into that, it takes time. Like, for an example, like, I've had business owners of some of these biggest companies. They've sold their companies or whatever, and they're like, you know, man, hey, how I'm not seeing a change. And I'm like, well, how long did it take you to build your business? Because I know it didn't take, you know, 10 days, 20 days. It's the same thing with fitness. If you are just consistent with it, you'll start to see change over time, just how, like, someone would to build a business. So you have to start from the bottom.
I love that example. You said like, hey, you sold your company for insert number, 50 million, 10 million, 500 million. Did you build that in a couple months?
Exactly.
And a couple weeks?
And they look at me and they're like, wow, you know, you're right. I said, it just takes time. And back to consistency. That is, I share that every single day, like with my workouts and everyone. I'm like, if you're consistent, and you got to be consistent in everything, your personal life, you know, marriage, everything, everything's got to be consistent. But if you stay on that path, like consistency and hard work through fitness is the key.
How's your diet?
Way worse than my consistency.
Justin, by the way. I'm consistently terrible. What about you, Trey?
I basically like, intermediate fast a lot. Okay. So I really only eat like afternoon.
Okay.
I don't actually consume a lot.
I gotcha.
So calorie wise. I don't know if that's helping
but
or not.
If you look at, right, there's all what's popular, what's not, by the way, I'm not knocking intermittent fasting.
Right. Sure.
But
yeah.
If you had to rank exercise or diet, what's one, what's two?
Man, it's super hard. People say this all the time. It's 100% of each. Like, you know, like I tell people you got to be like 80-20. Like you still got to have fun on the weekend. Like enjoy your time.
Yep.
But if you're consistent with good food, water, you know, 5 to 6 days a week and enjoy your Sunday. Like for me, like I'll indulge in a meal, you know, like because and once you have that meal, you kind of like, oh, and if you've been eating so clean, you kind of feel it. And you're like, okay, I ate it. I'm done. And then you get back to the grind. Opposed to like people like they have one bad meal like on a Tuesday, they slip up and they keep doing it the rest of the week. But if you go ahead,
I was gonna say my problem is Sour Patch Kids.
That's not even that bad.
No, like, but like I'll eat a whole bag of them, and then the next day I'll be like, oh my god, I feel terrible. And then like I'll be good for a month, and I'll forget that I felt terrible, and then I'll eat a whole bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Only 12 times a year.
Sour Patch Kids.
I'd say, man, you know, like you got to find stuff that you like, that you enjoy, you know, like make like clean protein cookies or like clean snacks that still like that taste good. But also like water. Water's key. Like
how much water a day are you drinking?
I drink a gallon and a half. I would tell people a gallon. So you're going to burn a few hundred calories a day just drinking water. That's free. I tell people that all day. Same thing with walking.
I don't know, man. This cost me $3 on the way here.
Well, I'm kidding. Where you get it.
I completely agree with you. It's like, the most underrated thing in fitness.
Oh, it's the $1 million pill that everybody doesn't follow.
And but
like,
I want to take Ozempic and Wegovy.
Oh, I was hoping you were going there.
I will.
And, you know, everyone wants the fast fix, man. And it's just, if everyone just focused on like eating clean, exercising and making time for it, because like that's another thing is time. Like people were like, oh man, I don't have time. And I'm like, well, if you worked 8 hours and then you slept 8 hours, there's another 8 hours. So what are you doing? Minus kids and stuff like that. People can make time for 30 minutes of exercise because they're going to start feeling better. But, and also people are spending 4, 5, 6 hours on social media.
Screen time.
So I tell people, I'm like, hey man, if you don't have time, go into your settings and pull up Instagram and see how long you're spending on it. And that'll tell you what you really want to do if you're serious about your goals.
Sure.
So,
we've talked about this. Like I'm a nut. Every single Sunday I look at my screen time and if it's not under a certain threshold, I'm like, dang it. I'm like, I lost this week on wasted time.
It's crazy.
Where is it wasted? Cause again, I mean, between text, email, work stuff on the phone. Yeah. But if a social media app goes above a threshold, it's like, no.
Yeah. I mean, I look at it too. I mean, I have it for my other business, and I'll check it and stuff like that. But man, like people just get on it and they just scroll and scroll and scroll. And I'm like, man, you spent 4 or 5 hours that day. You could have spent at least 30 minutes. But going back to the food, man, I mean, if people just focus on drinking like bottles of water, like just start slow. You want to get a gallon. I mean, that's good. And then just clean foods, man, try and stay away from like heavy carbs, you know, but your body needs energy in the morning. A lot of people, they don't want to eat breakfast, but that's really like the most important meal of your day, because like your body needs calories to function and like wake up to, and also like water. Like for an example, a car needs oil and gas to run. So if your body is not taking in, you know, water and the right foods, it's not going to run right. I always tell people that as well.
Were you to say something, Trey? I thought you were at.
Oh, I was going to ask you about sleep and what your recommendations were.
Pause that. That's a big topic for me.
It's huge.
Well, I was just going to see, you know, for somebody that maybe isn't drinking enough water or goes, oh my God, a gallon. Like that's so much.
Right.
What do you say? Do you break it up little cups here and there? Or do you go like those big, you know, as I go, it slowly motivates me. You got this, girl. Like as it's
Yeah. I've seen them like 8 a.m. By, you know, certain times. I've seen that. And I tell people just start off slowly. Like if you're drinking 2 bottles now, go to 4, mm-hmm. you know, maybe next week, go to 6, because it's hard to go to like, from the bottom top.
Oh, you'd be running to the bathroom like every 5 minutes.
And yeah, and your body has to get used to that. I tell people that all the time. Like once you get immune to it and you're doing it for like a couple weeks, you know, your body will start to get adapted to it. But that's key, man. I mean, it tightens your face. It hydrates your muscles. It shows more your muscle when you're drinking water. So, man, it's super key.
I do want to hit sleep because that's a bit, we talked about this before.
Yeah,
but before, so we got a couple minutes to the commercial break.
Yeah.
Total Body Bands. We got to talk about the story.
Oh, yeah.
He brought a couple. The journey. And again, I'm telling you, we're going to run out of time. It always happens.
It's
we miss a bunch
good.
Of stuff. This guy's awesome. Like,
I
right, what he does.
He's jacked.
He's pretty swole. hashtag healthy, right? Hashtag healthy. That is a compliment. We like to compliment dudes on this show.
Thank you.
You make time to work out. You're clearly a great husband and father. But in between all this stuff, we're going to hit the Total Body Band on the second half.
I love it.
Because I love this story, the idea, the concept. We got 2 minutes left. Any more shout outs? Even though we'll probably have more shout outs.
Man, you know, I've just been very lucky to have some like very successful business owners who are like mentors to me. Pat Garrity is one. Awesome guy, has given me so much business advice.
Do you work him out?
Yeah, he's two. Yep. Schedules just don't match up anymore.
That dude is lit. So do you know who Pat Garrity is?
No. But
he's the CEO of Florida Blue.
Yeah.
Like he's arguably, I would say, like a secondary mayor, like arguably one of the most popular humans in Northeast Florida, especially if you work in healthcare.
One of the best guys. He's taught me so much. Was kind of like a dad figure to me. So just talked to him the other day. Such a good dude. But what he's taught me, man, and then, you know, I'll never forget Rue. But for helping me and everything. But if I have to go back to it, my wife, man, literally without her kind of pursuing me to kind of like get into fitness, I would have never come up with the band if I didn't like start personal training. So a huge shout out to her, to Aaron.
Behind every good man is an even better woman.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I love that.
Always,
line.
Man. It supports me all the time and helps me literally pack these bands sometimes at 2 a.m. when we have an insane amount of orders when we're here.
I can't wait to talk about these bands. I'm actually going to try to get Justin and Trey to put them on with me and do a little workout here on air. We'll see.
Love it.
We'll do.
Blake McCoy, personal trainer, right? That's an entrepreneur.
Yep.
Co-founder of Total Body Band. Is
co-founder,
that fair?
Yeah.
Husband and dad and overall exactly. Badass. That's what the health just happened. Oh, let me set my timer. I brought it today.
Woohoo! Upgrading.
Welcome back to the second half of What the Health Just Happened. If you missed the first half, good news. It's available on your favorite podcast platform underneath. Trey, what's the name of the show?
What the Health Just Happened.
But you forgot the...
Oh.
if you're catching this on the radio, so second half, we have Blake McCoy. He's a personal trainer. I'm going to call you an inventor, an entrepreneur. I just like the guy. And what you also called him, what is he?
He's jocked.
He's swole. He's hashtag healthy.
This is a great show.
Talked about personal training, all that stuff. Healthy or not healthy? You ready?
Let's do it.
Healthy or not healthy, waking up at 3 a.m. to work out a client.
Man. Healthy for them, not for me waking up.
Good answer. Healthy or not healthy, coffee?
Oh, Not healthy.
Ooh, oh, dang. Right. Okay, so healthy or not healthy, 5-hour energies.
Not healthy.
Definitely not healthy. Healthy or not healthy, Sour Patch Kids.
Not healthy.
Oh, dang, Justin. Healthy or not healthy, the Total Body Band.
That is healthy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
I love it.
Healthy or not healthy, burpees.
Not healthy.
Really? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of not healthies, man. A lot of back pain. Healthy stuff.
A lot of back pain. Yeah.
Healthy or not, go ahead. You got one?
Healthy or not healthy, working out a muscle till failure.
Not healthy if the form is terrible.
I like leaving some in the tank. You got one, Trey?
Healthy or not healthy, squats.
Healthy.
Is there an age threshold on that?
No, you can do body weight. Once you're a kid, okay, kids can do body weight. You don't want to do like weights till you're like at least past like 16, 17.
Fair enough.
I like that. Weighted barbell weights, kettlebells, again, wall balls, whatever it is. But I like for the rest of your life, I'm not a personal trainer.
You should be like, I
better be squatting at 85 years old.
100%.
Think about picking up your great grandkids, grandkids. Think even healthy or not healthy, deadlifts.
Correct form. Yes. Healthy.
It's just picking stuff up.
Yeah. And you got to bend when you go down. So like you're using muscles. So people, that's the number one thing. They'll throw their back out. Like you got to make sure like you're squatting properly. Kids can do it perfect. And then when you get older, like you'll see adults, they'll bend their back forward. Like you have to make sure you're in great squat stance. Cause you'll like use like your glutes, your hammies and your quads the right way.
What are your thoughts on stretching and flexibility?
So important. I love it. Literally best for injury prevention. So I'm big on like you want to get warmed up, do a couple like activation stretches. And then after your workout, that's when you want to spend time like foam rolling and like spending like if you're stretching your hamstrings, like 3 sets, 15, 20 seconds, that's your best time to do long stretching.
That is one thing I never see at gyms. Like I stretch for 5 minutes and feel weird just because no one at my gym stretches.
Really?
Period. Well, how close are you watching them?
That's awesome.
Get this guy out of here. He's staring at me stretching
healthy
the whole time.
Or unhealthy gym influencers.
Oh, cameras in the gym? I'm going unhealthy.
Yeah, that's
I don't like it, man. I just don't.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen so much of it. And man, gym influencers, dude, they just, everyone
gym influencers?
To, like,
I like mixing words. Gym influencers.
They just need to, like,
you got free reign.
Yeah. Yeah,
I do.
Man.
So I still have a membership at LA Fitness.
Okay.
Whatever it's called now, something else. Yeah. Just to have a different spot, right? If I'm out of town for work.
Yeah.
I am curious your thoughts right now because it's growing in popularity. I think they're both healthy, but saunas and ice baths.
Oh, I do the sauna every day. 10 to 15 minutes every single day. I take cold showers. I've been taking cold showers for years.
First thing in the morning or end of the day?
Both.
Wow. Dude, first thing in the morning, cold shower
it will wake you up.
Beanbag.
Yeah. It will wake you up.
Or a punch to the teeth. I shouldn't have said that.
But yeah, I love the sauna, man. I love it. I do a little bit before my workout and then I do the rest of it after.
Do you have one at the house or where are you
doing? I don't have one at the house. When I go to the gym, I usually sit in there. Sometimes I'll sit in there for like 10 minutes before, 10 minutes after.
Okay. All right, so we got it. Again, we talked about personal training. By the way, Blake here does in-house call. Like, you're going to the house, right?
Yeah,
you're not in a gym.
You're not at a
gym membership, turning and burning. You shared that story. It's exhausting.
Just bring all the equipment to people's houses.
Physicians, CEOs, CFOs.
Athletes.
Ex-athletes, current athletes, young athletes. Like, what you're doing is...
Elderly, yeah.
Yeah, really cool.
Thank you.
Total Body Band.
Yeah.
I love this. Like I've played, my wife Steph has a bright pink one I forgot to bring because I think that would have been hysterical.
It's all good.
Concept, you thought of it.
Yeah.
The prototype, business partners. Like you talk about the entrepreneur side. This is fun stuff.
This is cool.
Throw me one of those too.
Yeah, of course.
Just in case, because you got to hold up the logo stuff. I don't know if you can see
that. Looks slick.
Oh yeah, Total Body Band. It's awesome. So man, as y'all know, like I've been doing mobile personal training. So one day, it was like the last client of the day. And I had a client put on like a regular like elastic band around their ankles and had them do lateral walks. And I had light dumbbells in their hand. I said, do step, squat, lateral, but do a shoulder press every time you take a step and press up. And I watched them and I was like, I've never seen a band that can do that. And I love bands. I've always been using bands because you should focus on lateral movement. We all walk forward all day long. We never walk lateral or backwards. So those muscles are never engaged. So that's why a lot of people have like knee pain injuries because they just don't strengthen those muscles. So I would always use bands. And I noticed that day, I was like, I've never seen anything like it. So I got done training that client. And then I went to Dick's Sporting Goods and I bought a bunch of bands and came home and made like a horrible prototype. And I was like, I think this would work. And my wife helped me do it. And at the time, I was working out. Great guy, Montel Owens. He literally just got out of the NFL. He played for 10 years.
Jaguar, right?
Yeah, he was a Jaguar for like 7 years.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, he played 3 more years, I think, Lions and then the Bears. And then him and I have always kind of run into each other over the years. And man, we were working out like almost literally, I think, Monday through Friday, every single day. And one day I was like, man, I have this idea I want to show you. And I knew he was an architect. So I knew like he could build anything. Literally, I think he built part of his house. He's so talented. And
shout out to Montel.
Right?
We love shout outs.
Hardworking dude. And came over to my house and I said, all right, put this on. Tell me what you think. And he starts doing all these like football moves and activation. And I'm watching it and I'm like, this is so cool. He's like, I think this is a legit product. I think we could do something. I was like, well, I think it could work if you could build it. And I knew he could. Like, I just had the idea because I've never seen anything that you could do from all planes, from being on the ground, standing, lateral, running. Like, I've never seen anything like it. So
I got to hear about the prototype too. So you're basically buying I think of like a green band, a purple band, a blue
every
band.
Type of band all you of could them. Imagine.
Are you getting carabiners? And then you got like, what's the prototype look
I
like?
I had like little attachments, like the bands that you'd hook on the wall, like connect to the bottom of the band that you loop around. Like it was awful. I still have it. I should have brought it.
You should have
brought it. I do have it. But, and it was so goofy, man, but it worked. You could do lateral movements and upper body movements from any angle. And then, man, we went through so many prototypes. He literally like made it like what it looks like now. I mean, we went through so many, but because you got to get the angle, you got to get the resistance from the lower body, the upper body, perfect. And then in the meantime, we went out to LA. He played with Reggie Bush at the time and literally went there, stayed at his house. And at the time, we needed like a really legit like female to like come on board that was in shape that could help us so much. And it was Reggie's wife's best friend who we met there. Melody, shout out Melody.
Melody.
And man, she just told me when we were talking that she shot all the NordicTrack commercials. So we're like, this could be like a perfect fit. And I was like, I can't really tell you what we're doing, but it's a legit product. If we can stay in touch, you know, I'll tell you more about it. And man, she helped like designing with like the colors, the tension, because she's super tall too.
How tall?
I think she's 6'1".
Oh, dang, pretty tall for
us little guys. 5'8". Sorry,
it's crazy. But she helped like with the colors, like all like marketing and everything like that, because she's a model and she does this, you know, for full time. So, man, it's kind of been a cool story seeing it all. And then Montel's good friend, Tony Thomas. Shout out, Tony.
Tony? We'd like shout out.
He trained a lot of professional athletes. He worked out Montel as well, I think, in off seasons. And he called and he's like, this is the guy of Miami who does classes, 50, 100, 150 plus people classes. Like what I do, but like multiple people. I'm doing one or two, three people. And man, he saw like the potential for it. He's like, this is one of the coolest products I've ever seen. He's like, because you can take it anywhere with you. So Tony came on board. So it's me, Tony, Melody, and Montel. And man, it's an awesome team, I will tell you.
For your average consumer, because like we can see it right now, Eric, if you want to hold it up.
Yeah,
but like, could you explain like how just your average consumer goes about using it?
Yeah. So like for an example, like if you have Instagram, go
That's
to
tough.
the Total Body Band, the Instagram, and you'll see all the videos. But like, for an example, when someone purchases it, you go to our website and we have like how to put the band on. The logo goes forward. The cuffs are super comfortable. Like that's patented cuffs. Like to get our patent and everything, like it took years.
So all this is,
oh man, all patented, all trademarked. And people understand like that stuff takes years. You got to get provisional patents and then you got utility design. Like it takes a while. Like, you got to get a patent just for your idea to hold it till like once you get one of these. But yeah, like when you go to the Instagram or totalbodyband.com, you'll see like how to put it on, how to do basic workouts. We have 4 20-minute workouts, an upper, a lower, a full body, and then a core. So like you can take it anywhere because it weighs less than a pound. So we have people traveling all over the world with this thing.
Remember earlier we talked about like pieces of equipment. If I could only keep certain things, like I'll eliminate one of those and add bands. I have so many bands for stretching, for lateral movements.
Yeah, I mean,
and then the wives brought it up. Like, this thing's legit.
Oh, it's awesome.
So I'm looking at the handles, the bottom two cuffs. Yeah. Where do those actually go?
That's your
go
ankle.
On the body?
So you put your ankles through, and then like the handles for your upper body, you'll stand up, and then that's what gives you the tension. So like, it's a full body tension. Like, the whole time you're using it, you're engaging your core and like your entire body. Like, we have people using these for like a mobile Pilates reformer. A Pilates reformer can run you like $5,000 to $10,000. This is $55, and you can travel with it. Stretch with it. We got professional fighters using it. We have NFL teams using it. It's super cool to see. I mean, but once people go on and actually like watch the videos of it on Instagram and then on the website, that's where you can fully see it all.
And for like most people, what's like an average rep like set that you would do with this?
I always tell people, you can time stuff, but I always tell people usually 3 to 4 sets, 10 to 15 reps, or like 20 to 30 seconds, but just focus on your form. That's sure. What I always tell people, like if you're hitting like a certain exercise, just focusing on all those sets. And then like, don't want to burn out. Like, for an example, like if something starts to where your form starts to stop, that's where you take the reps down.
You'd asked earlier about healthy or not healthy squatting.
Yes.
Which I will argue till I'm blue in the face. It is healthy. Do 20 squats right here. Just air squats, no weight right now. Throw this on and just hold this and do 20 squats. You're wrecked. Then do 20 thrusters with this on. It's just, again, like I've played with it at the house.
Yeah, yeah.
The one at our house is bright pink. This is a little more masculine.
So different color options.
Correct.
Yeah, so different color options, different tensions.
Okay.
So we have light, medium, and heavy. And then you get like a travel bag every time you take it with you. But man, I mean, you can do over 150 exercises with it.
The boxing's like, again, step, jab,
step, lateral, squat.
Any lateral movements.
Everything. I mean, on the ground, bird dogs, one of the best exercises for like the golfer that I've worked out. Man, exercising like your core, like warming your core up and engaging it before you like focus on like a real workout is key, because your core is literally like the foundation of your body. Just like the foundation of your house when you build it, like you got to activate your core. So that's what's key with this, is your whole body's activated with it. Especially the lower you are, obviously the harder the lower body is, but the higher you stand, the more the tension. So you can kind of control your own tension.
I think we have Justin put it on right now, man. That's just me though. He's over there like, leave me alone. He's like, no,
I'm good.
I love it.
I love it.
No, it's like good.
The results are real. The results are real.
This goes back to the entrepreneur side, right? We talked about this too. You're never going to stop personal training because you love it.
I love it. I love seeing people, you know, just hearing the responses. And man, I love doing it. I mean, I enjoy it. Like I look forward to my workouts. Like I'm in such a better mood, man. And just everything is better after I work out. So like seeing people, man, just change and hearing the positive feedback is like one of the best. But I mean, I love working on this. This is awesome. And now it's, you know, it's really getting a lot busier now. Like there's multiple companies who are selling it. The Instagram, the social medias. I mean, we're having influencers who have hundreds of thousands of followers just tag us. Like a lot of these people who like, they'll like, oh, we want like $20,000 for a post or whatever. And people are doing it for free because they love the product.
By the way, we take back knocking gymfluencers.
Yeah. if you're wearing the total body band, then
that's a different story.
You.
Yeah. Positive feedback, but man, it's super cool to see it now, like on some of the companies, you know, like kind of all over. So
when did this go live?
Oh, man, we did a soft launch around 2018.
Okay.
And we literally just put it on Instagram and people just started kind of like gravitating toward it because it was different. There's never been a resistance band that you can do the entire body and every single angle. Literally in health and fitness, there's never been a product that you can do every single type of, like every type of category of fitness, like boxing, Pilates, rehab. We have so many people using it for rehab. We have the largest rehab physical therapy company globally selling it also. So that just tells you like how legit it is. I mean, we have people in wheelchairs using it.
Post-stroke patients doing rehabilitations, car accidents,
shoulder, labrum, rehab. People.
Hey,
just,
Brooks Rehab. Y'all get some total body
bands,
man.
Buy a couple thousand.
It's super cool to see that. And then just professional athlete teams use it. Every day, the moms at home, like, because you can put this on and get 20 minutes, you know, at your house, literally, just even if you're in your kitchen, your living room, and you can travel with it, put it on in your hotel. So
you and your wife are packing these at your house?
Oh, yeah, we had an influencer share one time, and we sold out in like 8 minutes. And I think we packed, I can't even tell you, like 400 or 500 of these. And this was like just in a couple hours, like I'm handwriting them when we first started. So it's super cool to see like those moments now, to seeing it like it's on Amazon also, multiple companies sell it. But man, to go back to those moments like 2-3 a.m. where I got to wake up at like two hours and I got to go ship these out. But that's cool, man. Like seeing all that, like I'll never forget that.
Has that been one of the more difficult sides of the business that you didn't expect? Man, it's like, oh crap.
The back end, man, just going through orders, processing orders. Now, you know, a lot of companies are selling them, and because you have either drop ship where you take on the shipping, or like wholesale where other companies, you know, they're taking it on. So that's the better route. But for first, man, it was just our company. Now
I love these stories.
Now they're like, I think it's close to like 8 or 9 companies that sell them. So it's cool to see, but man, I it's just awesome to see from where it was to now, like seeing people all over use and hearing people say that it's helped them and changed them, and knowing that, like, you know, like I came up with an idea that's like helping people all over the world. That still hits me like when I hear one of those messages.
That's sweet. So don't you have another idea brewing? You don't have to share it.
I do.
He's like, I got something else.
I do. Shark Tank.
I do. It's going to be awesome, man. I want to focus on this and really, like, you know, get this out there, because I think this is going to be probably the biggest fitness and rehab tool that there's ever been.
Can you give us any hint of like what?
No. Save it.
Okay, fair.
We'll get him back on when he's ready to talk about it. When you're ready, you'll come back. That's what I ask every guest.
I love this.
Again, the Total Body Band, love promoting it. You got Montel, say the names again. You,
Montel, so myself, Montel, Melody, and Tony.
And the four of you kind of started this. Now you're a team and it's growing. You have other people interested. The rehab facilities, that's a big one I didn't think about until you mentioned
huge.
It.
It's huge. People are activating it. Like people, we have people just using it to sit up and stand, because the resistance, once they have it to stand up and sit back down. The stroke patients, we have people in wheelchairs that you can attach to them. That, because for an example, like if you stand and curl bands, some of them you can't get the tension like up because it's so hard. But with ours, how it's attached, you can still do all the upper body movements.
Oh, this is a separate band here too. Yeah. That's legs. Okay.
Yep. Once you attach that to your legs, and then the upper body, once you're standing with it. So it's a full body workout, like no matter what you do. But yeah, it's being used a lot in rehab, like activating like rotator labrum. We have spinal therapists who've used it. And yeah.
That's pretty unique right there.
It's cool.
I want to know what the next thing is. So
if we do,
it's awesome, man.
God.
It's so
cool.
Oh,
like you said, no,
hold it tight. You know the patent process.
I got
as soon as you say it out loud, somebody's stealing
it. It's going to be legit, though, I promise.
One other question for you in regards to the types of folks you're training. How many come to you and say they want to be healthy? How many of you are straight up, I want to look a certain way?
Man, you know, a lot of people now are like, I literally just want to feel good.
Okay.
You know, that's the best thing. Cause once you start feeling good, man, then you take everything else a lot serious. Like once you start feeling better after a workout, then you kind of want to eat better. And you're like, okay, like I'm starting to see changes now. A lot of people just start working out, they'll still eat bad. And they're like, I'm not changing. But I'm like, all right, go like 2 days and just eat clean. And they're like, man, I feel good. And then when you go have that bad cheat meal, some people enjoy it or whatever, but then people are like, I got to get back to my clean food.
2 days later, those Sour Patch Kids will kick you in the butt.
They're kicking
into
you.
I've noticed it, like if I eat too late before, like too close to going to bed, the next day I'm just like bloated, feeling like miserable.
Yeah, like and that a lot of that bloatedness is from water. Like people just not drinking enough water, and then the right foods. Mm-hmm. And then like, you got to think like dinner time, like we all sit. Nobody, after you eat, you sit. You don't get up and move. So that's another big thing, man. People eat, you know, late sometimes, and they're just not getting up and like activating their body, you know, where they need. Because people, man, they sit so much, and sitting is one of the worst things you can do for your entire body. It's worse.
Sitting
for your
is the new smoking. Have you
100%.
Heard that line?
Yep. 100%.
Really?
Your posture.
Sitting is the new smoking.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Like for your low back, your posture, everything, man. Like our bodies aren't meant to sit. We're supposed to move.
Dude, Go ahead. I was going to say, I'll give you an example. I was a firefighter, then a nurse, and in the ER, you're walking constantly, you're moving. Now I'm in corporate America. I sit more than I ever did, and there's days, like if I don't stand up, feel it, man.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah, like people don't understand, like if you walk 10,000 steps, you burn 450 to 500 calories just walking.
Like, that's the magic number, I feel like, too. Everyone talks about walking now.
It used
to be 7,000. Now it's 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah, it's about 10, and that's about like 5 miles, depending on how fast you're moving, but it's about 5 miles. But you'd be surprised how many steps you get in your house. If you're not tracking it, you should track it just to be like, all right, where am I on my steps? Same thing with the water. Like, track your water and see how much you actually drink. If you think like, oh, I'm drinking a gallon, get a gallon jug and see, and take you'll it throughout the entire day.
Yeah. You'll know,
and you'll know how much you drink.
Part of it. Oh.
Yeah.
Were you? Yeah, I thought you had a question.
I
there
was going to ask you, like, do you go as far as some of these CEOs and stuff to be like, hey, standing desk, bud, no more sitting down?
I try to tell people you got to get up and move. I know people are sitting, they can't help. You know, they got board meetings or like
standing,
you know, a long meeting where they can't get out of. Like, I try and tell people you got to get up early. Like, the earlier you get up, it's so much better. Just even if you can just walk around your house or go for like a 10-minute walk just to get your body like activated. If you know you sit all day, you should be moving. That's like the most important thing, because you got to think, if you go to work and you sit, then you come home, majority of people sit.
Yeah.
So like same thing, I want to go back to like the water part, but you got to think, when our bodies wake up, we're dehydrated. The first thing people drink is coffee. Dehydrates you more. Then the average person drinks soda. And then they may have a little water, and then they come home and they drink alcohol. So you're dehydrated almost the entire day. If you think about it, that's like the average person. So that's why water's so important to keep your body hydrated. Electrolytes as well, but that's
then
a big
they
thing.
Reset and do the same thing over and over. And every the day with alcohol, wake up, coffee.
Every day. Your body's never hydrated. So it's crazy.
Hashtag not healthy.
Not healthy.
My wife told me no one says hashtag anymore, so I got to stop saying that.
It's changing.
You have it on the hat. It's official.
I know, but that's, yeah, I didn't say it.
The hat's
like
good.
Doing that.
I love the hat.
I got you one, by the way. I don't know if you like hats or not.
I love it. No, okay. That's awesome. That is great.
2 minutes left. What do we miss? There's a bunch I want to hit.
So when you're not doing fitness, what are you doing? Just chilling with the fam?
Man, my family. You know, it's awesome right now. My wife's pregnant. We have a little boy on the way. So yeah, Roman, so excited. But man, I try and spend the most time with, you know, my wife, my daughter. Like Sunday's my only day off because I work so much. So I try and spend the whole day with them. I'll do emails like at night, but like, that's my main thing, man, is family. I love cars too, man, but like between right now, like I got to get my workout in, my business and family, but that's it, man.
So,
family pretty much.
So two questions here.
Yeah.
I think like exercising is contagious for the kids. My daughter
wants to work out every day with me.
She's into it.
Awesome. Comes home, she's like, Daddy, we have to work out. And we'll do like lunges. We'll do planks. We'll do mountain climbers, squats, and she loves it. And the other day, she's like, I feel so good after it. I'm like, every single day she says that to me. And I've shared it on my social medias, and people are like, this is so awesome. Same thing. She only drinks water, never had juices, never had soda. I haven't had a soda in like 12, 13 years.
So all you parents out there, work out with or in front of your kids. It's contagious.
They will watch you, and they want to do exactly what you do.
All right, last question. This one's tough. If you had unlimited funds right now, what car would you buy?
Ooh.
He's a car guy, by the way.
I know.
Oh, man. Lamborghini SVJ. Actually, ooh.
That's tough.
A Pagani.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah.
Very rare exotic cars. I've always wanted a Lamborghini. That's like my dream car. I love them.
So everybody go out, buy a Total Body Band. Let this man get himself a Lamborghini.
I love it. That's awesome.
Blake McCoy. Personal trainer, awesome personal trainer. I would say entrepreneur for sure. Inventor, co-founder of the Total Body Band. Check it out. Most importantly, husband and father. Man, that was a blast. You coming back?
That was so much fun. I'm down.
That's what the hell just happened.